Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, and I am super excited that you decided to tune into the show today. The Beautifully Complicated Podcast show is a show dedicated to empowering and motivating entrepreneurial women to live in the full complexities of who they are as amazing women, building stellar businesses while juggling every other thing that life throws at them. This show brings business tips, motivating stories of other entrepreneurs, and self-care mandates. One thing I know is that we're not monolithic. Day to day, all kinds of things can impact what we're doing. We do our best to manage it all, and this show is here to honor that. In this episode, the focus is on testimonials and leveraging them for your business. So grab your tea and let's talk. It's always lovely to be on the pod, sharing with all of you useful tools to use for your business, sharing inspirational stories about entrepreneurial women, and giving you what you need to find peace in the chaos. Last month, we did the Black Women in History series, where we spotlighted a different Black woman entrepreneur from the past and the present. We did miss the final episode because I had some issues pop up, so oh well. Sometimes you have to be fine with things not always going exactly as planned. So take that as a tip for you. You can have everything planned out, and sometimes it just doesn't all go according to plan. And that's okay. I think the past year with the pandemic definitely taught us that. It gave us a crash course in disruption and pivoting, to be honest. So we're good now. And in this episode, we're talking about customer testimonials. Who doesn't love a good testimonial, right? So what is a customer testimonial? A customer testimonial is a positive review of the experience or value a product or service that the customer had from the business. It is the words of the customers shared publicly to help aid potential customers in determining their buying decision. It's basically like word of mouth marketing that you, the business, can be the vehicle to share. We see it often now in this digital age with testimonials shared on social, websites, etc. People writing blog posts on how they felt about something they purchased or doing a positive review on their YouTube channel. We have many places where your customers go to share their good news about what you offer. You could have many opportunities at your fingertips to ask for testimonials to share so that you can bring in new customers based on the words of current or past customers. When you think of customers, know that they are your best salespeople, your best cheerleaders. So many of us use apps like Yelp to help us make decisions on restaurants we want to go to. The opinions of those who tried it can absolutely influence our decision to patronize a place. It's why so many restaurants work overtime to try to settle any bad review directly with those customers to help keep the number of bad reviews down. They know reviews can absolutely make it more difficult to attract new customers. So when it's time to buy something new, like a TV or whatever, I don't know about you, but I search out what I'm looking to buy and read the reviews on it. I recently purchased a new Calphalon cookware set and scoured the internet for reviews from people, especially those who I trust and I know cook a lot. Those reviews influenced my purchase. Those direct testimonials, solicited and unsolicited, really do help. It's one of the reasons when you're listening to podcasts like this one that we all ask you to like the show, comment, share the show. Those likes and those comments helps us get in front of other potential listeners. It helps them make the decision to press play or not. So customer testimonials are very positive and very powerful for a brand. Now, before we talk too much about customer testimonials, we need to talk about what it takes to get a positive testimonial or review. It takes having a good product or service and delivering on that thing in a top-tier way. Okay. Having a solid customer experience, good customer service, a great product or service of good quality, and strong customer relationships definitely all play a part. You can have a great product, but crappy customer service. People will remember the crappy customer service. If they bought your product, but it took a month to get it shipped and delivered, that may become the thing they focus on. It's the experience with your brand that can sink that positive review that they may have otherwise had of you. So you need to deliver, okay? Deliver throughout the entire buying process. Deliver after the purchase is made. Be consistent. Be transparent. Oh my gosh, your delivery is going to be late. Let me tell you, it's going to be late and this is why. Be honest. Be thoughtful. You want them to love interacting with your brand so much so they always and all become a cheerleader for you. That's what you want to get them to. Sure, you can get good customer reviews and testimonials from people who just like your product but hate everything else about you. But getting them as almost unsolicited brand ambassadors is even better. And that means having a superior customer experience overall. Take a look at your own buying process. Take a look at your customer touch points. Walk through your website or however they purchase. Review it all. Find those frustration points and tighten them up. Your customer service is a little trash. Look up new innovative ways to deliver customer service, what's happening in the customer service space, and fix what's broken. Don't wait till customers complain. Be proactive. I like proactive over reactive, finding the blind spots, find the weaknesses, and get them together because your business and new customer acquisition could very well depend on it. You probably thought that when you tuned into this episode, it would be all just getting the customer testimonials, but bam, I just hit you with what you need to do ahead of time to even have something that's worth the positive testimonial that you want. There's work before the testimonial, and that's not a bad thing. That work makes what you deliver that much more valuable. It's something that you can be even more proud of. It's something that you can love more. It makes it that much easily attainable to get that customer testimonial. It makes it that much better in your industry. It gives you an opportunity to stand out because you paid attention to the details. So my assignment to you is to do a review of your own business. Walk through the entire process of pre-purchase, during purchase, and post-purchase to identify where you can improve. Then start strategizing and implementing those improvements. Now that you have that tidbit of information, let's talk about the testimonials. Some of you may already be in a place where you can get those today, right? You know where your business stands. You've tightened up everything you can tighten up. You feel that you are already providing a stellar customer experience, great customer service, great product. You're already transparent, very honest. You're ready to go. So let's figure out how can we get those testimonials. There are three ways you can glean those customer testimonials. Number one, directly asking. Yes, you can go to your customers and ask for a testimonial or a review. Again, you hear from me at the end of the show asking you to like and comment on the show. That's asking for a testimonial. You can email those customers who are repeat buyers and ask them for a testimonial that you can share. You can ask them when they come in to scan a code and leave a positive comment or review about your establishment. You can ask on social for them to tell you what they love about your business or your product in the comments. Don't be afraid to just ask. You can scour the internet for posts or videos about your products or service. Sometimes there are people who are already singing your praises and you don't even know about it. When you come across those organic posts, ask if you can share them on your own social media. People are usually pretty cool about that, but you want to make sure you get their permission before you start sharing their review. But they're usually pretty cool about allowing you to share their thoughts on your products. And then number three, unsolicited reviews on review websites. Yep, go on Yelp. Look for those reviews people are leaving about your business. You can find them on Google, Yelp, or even your Facebook page. People will let folks know unsolicited how they feel about your business. And they started as they did, right? So ask them if you can use those testimonials and share them with a wider audience so they know how others felt about what you delivered. Now, where can you use these testimonials to share them and make sure they're in the face of your potential customers? First place, your website. This is a no-brainer. If you have a website, make sure you add a section for testimonials and display them proudly. They don't have to just be words or short blurbs. They can also be small video clips of customers sharing the good reviews of what you offer. Number two, social media. If you have a Facebook page or an Instagram page, share those organic posts from customers with your broader audience. Social media gets more eyeballs than your website, so this is prime real estate when it comes to getting into the news feed of people. You can share it as a regular post, you could do a paid post and feature those nice comments there. Simply sharing what someone said after you ask for permission to do so, of course, can really mean a boost to your sales. Number three, digital media. Podcasts, YouTube videos, whatever other form of medium that you have that is connected to your business, use it to share clips from happy customers in what is your ad space so that others know the benefits. Or interview those folks or give them a little time to talk about how what you offered addressed an issue that they had and the value it had for them. Get it directly from the customer's mouth. And then number four, email. Yes, your email list can be used to share the good news. Yeah, add a spotlight, monthly spotlight to your newsletter with a quick blurb from a happy customer proclaiming the value of your offer for them. So these are easy ways to share those customer testimonials and help persuade those prospective customers that are on the fence. Use the tools you have to share them and share them far and wide. These will be beneficial in helping you get new business by way of the words of those who are already doing business with you. So take this advice, make it law for you and your brand. Use those testimonials to your advantage. People are more willing to buy based off of word of mouth than just about any other form of marketing or sales. Okay. So people trust other people who spent their money. That's just the basis of it. So share. Use it to your advantage, and hopefully your sales will show that they work for you. Well, that is the show. Testimonials are complicated. Well, are they really? Not so much. Getting your brand to a place where you know you're delivering for your customers and earning those positive reviews and testimonials are work. Obtaining the testimonials is not work. They are the profit of the investment of that work you did proactively. Let them help you share the good word about your brand or your offer and help those potential customers become buyers. If you haven't already, make sure you like, hit the like button, the Beautifully Complicated podcast page on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram and Twitter at SheenaD1. Or you can check out our website, thedevanecollective.com. Or you can check out my own personal website, SheenaHunt.com, for more information about your host. You like the show? Hit the like button. On the show itself, rate it, subscribe, share with family and friends. Make sure you continue the conversation from the show on our page or with those around you. I like to hear from you about the show. So stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember, the best life is beautifully complicated.